The mayor of Urbana, Laurel Prussing, looks on the 1990s as the good old days for water service. That's when Northern Illinois Water Corporation owned the local water utility. Even though it was part of a larger corporation, Northern Illinois Water was based in Champaign. Prussing says that local presence was gradually lost when Northern Illinois Water's holding company was acquired by American Water, and then when American Water became part of the German conglomerate RWE.
We don't want to be owned by some huge company that's located on some other continent, doesn't really care about the local people here. Water is so basic to everything that we think we need to be able to run it and look to the future and make sure that there's the proper investment in the system.
In neighboring Champaign, city officials started thinking about buying the local water utility in 2003 when RWE first took over American Water. Champaign Mayor Jerry Schweihart says the news that RWE now plans to either sell or spin off American Water after only 3 years of ownership is unsettling.
It's hard to build some confidence up for a company like that that's slow to invest money into an area that they've got up for sale. Our major concern is, you know, this could end up in being another foreign-owned, maybe worse than Germany, company, and we think it's important to keep this kind of infrastructure back under our control.
City leaders in Champaign and Urbana complain that under RWE's ownership, American Water has neglected the local water service. They blame the water company for a series of water pressure drops due to momentary power failures that triggered 5 mandatory boil orders. And there were a couple of instances when firefighters had to scramble to find a working fire hydrant near a fire. An American Water official says the hydrant failures were isolated cases and that they've gone to great lengths to fix the problem that led to the boil orders. American Water Vice President Dan Kelleher says a municipal buyout would deprive the local water system of the larger company's research capabilities, including studies relevant to the boil order problem. And in any case, says Kelleher, the local water system isn't for sale.
RWE has expressed its intention to sell American Water as a complete business unit. In the case of Illinois, our properties, Champaign, Urbana, or any others, neither American Water or RWE or Illinois American Water has ever indicated any intention to sell any of those properties.
But Champaign and Urbana officials are teaming up with the University of Illinois and possibly other cities to study the feasibility of a water system buyout, including legislation that would make it easier for cities to buy their local water systems either singly or as a joint effort. Urbana's Mayor Prussing says cities dissatisfied with American Water's ownership need to unite.
They've asked us not to cooperate with other cities. And this is the way that they've succeeded in the past, is by picking off one American city after another. And the way that we can win this is to cooperate and have a coalition and try to tell our legislators what's going on.
Champaign, Urbana, and the U of I have not yet formalized their joint agreement to explore a water system buyout. But American Water is already taking notice. Last week, they conducted a telephone survey of customers that brought up the issue. The water company says it's just one of their periodic samplings of customer opinion. But Champaign and Urbana officials claim the survey was slanted to turn customers against a municipal buyout. I'm Jim Meadows in Champaign, Urbana.
And I'm Jonathan All in Peoria, where the Peoria City Council has been leading efforts to possibly buy out the local waterworks for nearly a decade. Peoria has what other cities in Illinois contemplating a similar move don't have, a buyout option in their 100-year-old charter with the water company. Every 5 years, Peoria has the opportunity to buy the local water system if it wants to. The city exercised that option in 2005, with the motivation of lowering what are believed to be some of the highest water rates in the country. But when the appraisal process produced a price tag higher than the city expected, the council narrowly rejected making the purchase. Still, some council members want Peoria to join in with Urbana, Champaign, the U of I, and Pekin in their efforts. At-large Councilman Gary Sandberg says the water issue is a regional problem.
If we really want to reach out and start thinking about things regionally, we ought to use this $37,500 as bridge money with some of these surrounding communities. This is an issue that they put value in. They're putting their money in, and we ought to become their partner.
But the council so far has rejected joining the consortium, pointing to the money spent on a possible buyout. But that doesn't mean Peoria couldn't benefit from state legislation on water issues. They're hoping lawmakers will change the rules on how private appraisers determine the cost of a water system when it's sold to a community. In nearby Pekin, officials there haven't gotten the chance to set a price for the waterworks in light of the Illinois Commerce Commission's decision to not allow a forced buyout. Frank Mackman is the mayor of Pekin. He says a change in legislation may be his city's last chance to find a way to own the water company. He says it's crucial if the city wants to be in charge of its own growth and economic development opportunities.
To me, it's about controlling one of the fundamental resources available to a city. It's also an issue of coordinating water service with other city services in, for example, the expansion of city boundaries.
Mackman says the city has not yet voted on joining the consortium, but hopes to in the coming weeks. Mackman also says his city would benefit from state legislation that would give municipalities the first right to buy the local waterworks if it goes up for sale. That provision was included in a bill sponsored by Renee Kozel, a Republican from New Lenox. The suburbs of Homer Glen and Bolingbrook are also considering forcing buyouts of American Water Company's local holdings as a remedy for poor service. But when the bill came up in front of an Illinois House committee early this legislative session, lawmakers bristled at the idea of interfering with a sale of a private company from one entity to another. Kathy Rigg is a Democrat from suburban Vernon Hills.
There are still so many unanswered questions and potential unintended consequences of this particular language that you would trust us to give you full consideration again after an opportunity to fine-tune the language. Because we are absolutely sensitive to the issues that the residents are experiencing, but this legislative answer may not be the best solution for them.
Representative Kozel pulled the bill and is reworking it. The new version will not include an option of first refusal for municipalities, but it will include removing the Illinois Commerce Commission from the process of a municipal buyout. It also changes the formula to determine a price for the waterworks that favors cities and installs a series of consumer protections in an attempt to improve local service levels. That legislation will come before a House committee in about a week. State Senator Rick Winkle of Urbana also has legislation pending on the matter that focuses on removing the ICC from the buyout process. I'm Jonathan Aull.